With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It appears some FBI agents could soon be out of work.
As the Justice Department reviews how the agency handled investigations into the January 6 attack on the Capitol, the president is vowing that some FBI agents will be fired.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Critics fear the president is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli officials say its troops have withdrawn from a key Gaza corridor, part of Israel's commitments under that ceasefire deal with Hamas. It is moving forward, but faces a major test over whether the sides can negotiate its planned extension. Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says he supports a decision by Secretary of State Rubio to snub the G20 summit in South Africa.
Well, I certainly approve of sending the message that we're very concerned about what's happening in South Africa. It may be deteriorating into a kind of genocidal position. So I guess that's the message that he's sending, and I think it's a good one.
Rubio will avoid the summit because of Johannesburg's involvement in a bloody conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More saber rattling out of North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un says an elevated U.S. security partnership with South Korea and Japan poses a grave threat to his company, and because of that, he is once again, for the umpteenth time, vowing to further bolster his nuclear weapons program. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maryland's Supreme Court upholding the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. Legislation was adopted after a report that exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. Report included details more than 150 priests and others associated with the Archdiocese abused children. This is SRN News. Well, parents in Virginia are taking action, alarmed by policies that erode traditional rights and values. They've gathered at the state capitol for Parental Rights Day, urging the passage of bills that protect children and their innocence, including segregating restrooms, locker rooms, and sports by biological sex instead of transgender identities. And State Senator Glenn Sturdivant warned that a proposed Virginia constitutional amendment that guarantees nearly unlimited abortion through 9 months of pregnancy would abolish a current parental right.
It is so radical that it's really hard to wrap your mind around it. It will get rid of, in Virginia law, it has always been the case that for a minor to seek an abortion, she has to get parental consent. Even this constitutional amendment goes beyond that, throws that out.
More details at SRNnews.com.